screen and everything that's not working, so I'm not going to be playing any videos, which is going to be most of the presentation here. So, my name is Dan Parisi, I'm the president of WhiteHouse.com, Inc. We contracted Ira Gill to administer polygraph examination. Gordon Marlin was the second examiner hired to review the Ira Gill reports. Going on the first report that was on Sinclair, he said Sinclair's polygrams resulted in evaluation of deception indicated with a score of minus 15 when he answered the relevant questions as above. The examination indicated that Sinclair was practicing deception when he answered the relevant questions. On the second set of questions, said Sinclair's polygrams resulted in an evaluation of deception indicated with a score of minus 7 when he answered the relevant questions as above. The examination indicated that Sinclair was practicing deception when he answered the relevant questions. We also then had the results looked at by another expert, Gordon Marlin, and he's supposed to be the foremost person, one of the foremost people in the world in regards to polygraphs. And then this is what he said in his conclusion. Although no examination is perfectly conducted, I review that the irregularities in this examination would be more likely to create an inconclusive result than an erroneous one, or that these charts are not inconclusive. Based on my review of this examination, I concur in Mr. Gell's finding that Mr. Sinclair was not telling the complete truth in his claims. Now, I just want to get into the bribe allegations. I deny that I ever received any bribe at any time in regard to the tests. The bribe claims are outlandish and without merit. As I said earlier, due to computer issues, we'll not be playing any video. You know, and thanks for coming. I'm not being interested. You're not?
No.
I just don't do the video, pops the video and so forth, so.
Can you watch the video on the laptop?
Yeah. It's just a big problem at this point.
Would you really provide financial records for the ability to receive the money? Do you think that was...
It's been an odd day for us. This is odd.
You can't get him.
You're battling for the Larry Sinclair. How many polygraphs were there? Were there two polygraphs?
I said what I was going to say. The results are already been made public. The results have been made public. They're all over the internet.
He keeps challenging them, though, because he claims he only took one. He claims that the experts you had were not credible. The video hasn't been shown or anything like that.
Well, Dr. Ira Gell, from my understanding, is the past president of the American College Radio Association.
To your knowledge, had Mr. Sinclair ever taken a polygraph before he was polygraphed at your with your system? Don't know.
That concludes the press.